The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're going to debate the issue of children in public places like restaurants, cafes, bars, also airlines when they've been noisy, being a nuisance. We have a number of guests with us. I'm going to start with Alan Andrews. You're the owner of the Old Barracks Coffee Roasters in Bird Hill in County Tipperary. And I believe you've banned the under 18s. And maybe banning from a place where you have the alcohol on sale, but from a coffee shop. Why would you do that?
Well, it's thanks, Matt. Thanks for the hello and the introduction. And yeah, we are. We're in the beautiful village of Bird Hill, probably the most celebrated village for tidy towns in the last 20, 30 years. But yeah, so I'd like to think that we're more of an adults-only policy as opposed to a no-kids policy.
That's splitting hairs a bit, isn't it?
Probably a little.
Okay,
yeah.
But why keep the under-18s out?
I don't. It's not necessarily about keeping under-18s out. I suppose it's about creating two things, which is an environment for adults to have some mindfulness and some space. You said yourself that you're familiar with the area, so Bird Hill is quite picturesque and quite calm. And we have a unique opportunity to combine, I suppose, the experience of great coffee and the views of Moy Lussa, the village of Bird Hill itself and its beauty and its peace and tranquility.
Well, I'll tell you how I'm familiar with it. I have five children, and we used to, before we started flying away on holidays, we used to always go down to Kerry for our summer holidays, and we would often stop off in Bird Hill in Matt the Trasher's, beside where you are, and bring the five children in and feed them or give them a glass of milk or something on the way down. Now, if I stopped and found that you wouldn't let me, when I went in for my coffee, to bring the five children in with me, I'd be fairly annoyed.
Yeah, probably. Like, that happens sometimes, you know, that the odd time people arrive on and they're not aware of the policy. I guess from our point of view, there's a live coffee roaster there. So there's 1,000 kilos of cast iron, which is 250 degrees. It's, for all intents, a massive burning oven. And there's a theatre there that goes on with the roasting of the coffee. And most people who come along are there to see that. And that's what they're looking for in terms of the experience.
And they don't want to be hearing children running around the place. Because Gary O'Hanlon, the chef and restaurateur, is with us as well. Is that a major issue for many restaurants as well, of different types? The parents come in with the kids, they don't control them, and they wreck the experience of the restaurant for those who are without children.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. But let me be very clear though, I actually I'm all for kids in restaurants. You know, I think you're crazy, man. I think that's a real brave stance that you're taking there. And I'll be honest, I think a coffee roaster is a lame excuse not to let kids in. What I would say is parents are quite, like, they've a lot of them would have a disregard. And I'm saying this as a parent, by the way. Like, I think I've become a wee bit more brave in this topic because I've always been afraid of it until Cora and Ollie were born, you know what I mean? And, you know, anytime Nettie would have taken them into Viewmount House when I was in there or what have you, like, our rule of thumb is once the kids start, you know, getting animated or wanting hugs or kisses or getting loud or crying or worse, whatever it would be, and that inevitably happens after a while, you just pick them up and you take them out. I mean, there's a lot of people in restaurants
in fairness,
that are,
Gary, that's exactly the way I would believe. But I've seen so many parents who just don't bother, who actually just sort of like sit there, be quiet, don't actually pick up the kids and go out, and it becomes a nuisance for everybody else.
And this is 100% what the problem is. And this is why a lot of restaurateurs really, really are caught between a rock and a hard place when it comes to children in restaurants, because I've seen it, like, where kids are running around and parents are sitting there. There is a massive amount of parents out there that believe once they're in restaurants, all of a sudden now, not only are you feeding them and you're cooking for them, giving them drinks, whatever else, coffees, alcohol, whatever it may be, you're now also babysitting them. And other people can actually hold the venue responsible for a parent that actually doesn't really care. I mean, you could go into some places sometimes it's a wee bit different and it's a wee bit more calmer because it's something that's maybe associated with families. But I'm sort of talking, you know, like the Tuesday through to Saturday, whenever you would have dinner and people are out for dinners. I mean, I've been out with Annette sometimes, like after course one, we mightn't have been out in a restaurant for 6 or 7 months, like, and it's a real experience. You've maybe paid for a babysitter or luckily an auntie or whatever the kids would be watching them, and there might be a screaming kid in there. And I'll be honest, I haven't gone out to listen to that. I've gone out to be away from it maybe for a while. And listen, it's a real touchy subject for restaurateurs to talk about, you know what I mean? Like, it's a tough area.
Okay, well, you're both fathers on different sides of this. Lisa Cope from allthefood.ie, you're a mother, so what do you think of this?
For me, it was, we were living in London for 7 years and we had our first child there, and he lived there for a year with us and we took him everywhere with us. And London is such an exciting city to eat out, and the thoughts of stopping going out just because you had a baby wouldn't even occur to anybody. So every restaurant is geared up for children. They've got high chairs, they've got nappy change. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's some exceptions, but we took him everywhere.
And was this sort of lunch or evening time?
Lunch or an early dinner. I mean, I don't... Parents don't bring kids out after 8 o'clock at night. Who wants their child up at 8 o'clock at night? So this.
Oh, in Ireland they do.
They
well,
do.
Maybe on holidays during the summer. But, yeah. I mean, I eat a lot in Dublin. I don't see it in Dublin. I've never in the last 18 months seen a tantrum in a restaurant here. I don't know if this is just kind of overblown, but I just felt coming back, we were trying to book into nice restaurants and I was coming up against notices on websites and indoors saying we don't allow buggies in, we don't allow children on the premises because of insurance reasons. And I just thought, what kind of nonsense is this? Why are we excluding children from this extremely exciting event of eating out? And that's me and my husband's favourite thing to do, is eat out. And we took our son everywhere with us in London, from, you know, roty places in basements to Michelin star restaurants. And there was never an issue. But like that, if he ever started crying, if he was tired, one of us would get up, go around the block, push him around until he fell asleep. You'd never sit there and let your child
cry. That's perfect, though. That's perfect. I mean, we take our kids to Michelin star restaurants and some of the best, other restaurants, some of the best restaurants in Ireland aren't Michelin star restaurants, by the way, but we take them all the time. And sadly, if they were to get noisy or whatever, we would just gently pick them up and just walk around for a few minutes. And we're blessed that they are quite good. Like, it would be rare, but it's still, like, they get tetchy. Yeah.
But Lisa, have you been finding that you've actually been declined reservations on the basis when you said you're bringing a baby with you?
I couldn't
young
even get that far, because there was a thing on the website expressly saying we don't have high chairs due to insurance reasons, which is nonsense. We don't allow buggies in due to insurance reasons. We don't allow children in for some other ridiculous made up reason. Or if you walk the whole seafront in Skerries, I mean, we did this last year and every single door, it felt like, had a sign saying no buggies. And if you've got a 1 year old or 1.5 year old who's not walking or who's shaking on their feet, how do you go anywhere without a buggy?
Yeah, I think my experience with my kids is we would look to go somewhere, like when they were younger, they're a little bit older now, 15 and 13. Let's say a little hello to my daughter, Siren, because she was doing maths and science today, paper two. So we would go to restaurants and they wouldn't have a children-friendly menu or seating, and they'd make all these obstacles. They'd make it difficult for you. And I think what my experience in restaurants is that that's what they try to do. They make it difficult for you to have an experience there. And all we were doing in our roastery is just being honest and going, look, this is not a suitable place for children to come to. It's more suited to adults and adults who are interested in coffee in terms of education.
Well, I want to bring in Sarah Slattery in as well, travelexpert.ie. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
you
Matt.
Have children as well.
I do, yeah.
What's your experience? Is it mirror Lisa's?
Mine are 11 and 8 now. And I don't really have that issue. Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's changed since they were younger, but we always bring them everywhere too. We generally always like to eat out. Now, I probably would gear myself, go to more family orientated restaurants. And I do think there's a bit of a gap here. You know, I think, you know, you don't particularly just want to go to pizza places or, you know,
or somewhere where chicken goujons
exactly,
and chips is
yeah.
the extent
so
of what they offer children.
I do think there is a gap for a kind of a good family orientated restaurant with good food. There isn't enough of them, I don't think. But I certainly never had issues at the time with buggies but maybe there wasn't as many restaurants back then. But now certainly an 8 year old, 11 year old, we bring them everywhere and we've never got an
issue.
I've got
to be honest, I've literally never come across a restaurant that says no buggies, and I go around.
Oh, I have.
Have you? Yeah, yeah. It's weird. I know. I saw it on Twitter. It's probably maybe why we're here. I saw something creeping up last week, you know.
Niall Sabongi's tweet.
Yeah,
about,
yeah. It could have been. Yeah, that's what it was, actually. It was Niall, yeah. But I just go to Kelly's because that's completely and utterly geared for it, you know.
Yeah, but also, I mean, you do get a situation, Lisa, where lots of people actually start complaining that they're, via Twitter and other things, that their nights out have been ruined by the fact that they've had to listen to children.
I eat out twice, three times a week. I've never had this happen here in 18 months. And I'm going to the really nice restaurants. I'm obviously not going to, like, family friendly. I'm not going to Nando's, but, you know, I'm going to nice restaurants. I've never seen a child out probably after 8 o'clock. I've never seen a tantrum that wasn't immediately removed. I just feel like this is such a big fuss about nothing. And I think this is a cultural issue. We are not used to bringing our kids out to eat from an early age like they are in Spain and Italy.
That's an interesting point, Sarah Slattery, because I've discovered when we did start bringing the children away, when we decided we were going to try and fly with them, Italy is magnificent for looking after families.
I think generally most holiday resorts, I'm sure it's probably quite similar in Ireland, in Killarney in July, or, you know, people are out later. Restaurants are more tolerant, and I think people, you know, going there or expect kids to be out later. But I do think, you know, in Dublin, I don't know, is it 9 o'clock? Kids aren't allowed in licensed premises after 9 o'clock. So I think generally, you know, for couples, if you want to book a restaurant without kids, I mean, just book a 9 o'clock sitting and there shouldn't be an issue. I do think, like you're saying, it's a little bit over dramatized at times. But it is different, I think, on holidays because it's just it's a holiday feel. It's a resort and you are inclined to go to the best restaurants. Like I will go to the restaurants that's recommended to me on holidays, whether it's Michelin star or the best one. I won't necessarily look for family friendly because it's not like you're going to come back next week and you can go just the two of you. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Dublin, you're at home, you know, if a new really cool place opens, we probably just go as a couple, you know, and that's the I suppose it's that's where a difference, I think, is
okay,
on holidays.
Listener here says, if my friends don't invite my kids to their weddings, we won't go. Oh. That's one that I know is a big issue. Mm. The amount of weddings that I know of people who've deliberately not invited the children of anybody because they just don't want children at the wedding. One listener, waitress, says it's not the small babies who are the issue. It's the 3-year-olds to 10-year-olds who are allowed to run around the place shouting and screaming with no discipline put on them as well. Another one says kids should not be at any wedding. I have 3 children. It's no place for them. It's a long day with people drinking from early on. So no, 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 says Tara. And quite a few comments coming in as well. And also, another listener says, I have 2 children we're bringing for our first time on a flight for holidays and you're making us very nervous and scared about it. You actually, Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie, have an issue on flights, but it's not with the small children.
Yeah, well, it's true. I said everybody tends to go on about the babies, but I was travelling to Portugal recently and Portugal is such a family resort, so I actually expected that there would be lots of kids on the plane, but actually there was 3 hen parties and they were all like had a huge amount to drink and they were chopping up their plastic bottles with whatever they bought in duty free the whole way through the flight. The poor Ryanair hostesses were, I don't know how they managed it. It was a nightmare flight, like, oh, is all I can say. And I would have much preferred to be beside a screaming baby than a group of, than 3 groups, 3 hens on the same flight.
Okay, but actually here's an interesting one actually, Lisa Cope from allthefood.ie. Listener says, I won't name the location, but there are some restaurants who don't want the children because the children occupy seats where the adults would spend more. That's the motivation, perhaps, for some restaurants. They feel that the baby or the child is only going to be a very small amount of money for them.
Yeah, and I can absolutely see that being the case because I have asked numerous restaurants in Dublin, why don't you have a high chair? Why don't you have nappy changing? And they keep saying space, which is the biggest cop-out ever because you can get clip-on high chairs. You know, we've thought about buying our own and bringing it in the buggy wherever we go, but we shouldn't have to do that because it should be an inclusive space, I think, most of the time. And I just think at the heart of this is a cultural issue. We have had a very, you know, long history of having a lack of a definable food culture. You go to countries like Spain, like Italy, eating out is such an important thing. It's such a family occasion. Every Sunday in every square in Spain, the family has gone for a meal. They're walking around the town. The kids are up to 11 o'clock at night. And that's not just holiday resorts. That's every Spanish city at the weekend. So I just think this is a cultural problem we have here. And we're not even allowing the kids in to learn how to behave in some places because we aren't, you know, we just assume that they're going to be awful. When most of the time they're actually not. This is very blown out of proportion, I think.
Alan Andrews is a listener here. This is spreading out beyond restaurants, cafes, pubs, and even airlines. My hairdresser has a salon rule of no kids or students on a Friday or Saturday. Maybe restaurants should do the same because it makes it flipping hard to get the hair cut when you work full time, says that listener. There is this, maybe you need to scale at different times.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky because I actually take Gary's point earlier on because some people push the boundaries. So if you start to allow certain times, then they just push beyond that time. And I think what we're trying to do is certainly just give people choice. There are any number of places within 10 kilometres of where we are where families have an opportunity to go, and they've certainly got play facilities and gardens that they can use. And ours is just something that's very unique and very different. And it's as much a marketing piece and a showcase for what we do than anything else. But I think it's like the trends, global trends. The other guys would probably know more about that, but I've seen it from traveling around the world in terms of what, you know, there's cashless societies now, there's adults only venues in terms of eating out daytime and evening time, or I think there's a new jam park, is that what it's called, over in Swords, you know, so this is again trying to be an adult only.
That's not adult only.
And that was what they started off with, and now they've kind of peeled back with it a bit and they're going...
It's incredible family space.
Family space now, yeah. So I think that's really interesting. But there's certainly a trend towards... I think the trend for me was mostly towards mindfulness for people and giving people the space during the daytime and taking people out of alcohol-only environments, which were typically categorised as adult-only. So everything here is after 9 o'clock, you know.
Dave in Cork says, I was in a cafe restaurant in Cork yesterday. This toddler was shouting, well, actually screaming for ages. The parents didn't really correct or curtail his behaviour. It was obvious he was disturbing the other customers. I have three young children myself and would always take responsibility for their behaviour in public. Parents who don't bother are the real problem, and you can see why their own kids have behavioural issues. Kids will be kids, but there has to be some level of responsible parenting. Don't think banning the children is the way forward. They need to learn how to socialise too. The problem isn't the children, Gary, it's the parents.
Yeah, and Lisa made a really good point there. You know, like it'd be a lovely culture for us. I think Irish food has really taken an incredible jump, probably over the last 10 years, but it's really fast-tracked probably in the last 5 years on a global scale, where it's becoming a lot more recognised. But it's, you know, we have an agricultural culture in our country, but I suppose that they're really appreciating the food and where it's come from is really now coming to the plate, coming to the fore, and having kids around there. Like, even if you look at initiatives like Seafood September, like the Gaz would have started up in Michael's, and that's something I would want to get involved in this year. And I know there's a few more chefs and restaurateurs year on year. I think kids should be encouraged to go to restaurants. And the other side of it is the more they are getting in there, the only way you learn table manners is being at a table and this, that and the other. So that's one thing I'd really want to say is I love having children in there, like new palates, like opening up their minds to new foods or whatever. But the key thing is then the parents, when they're at that age, like just recognizing when they go too far and being respectful of the diner that's alongside them, you know what I mean? And in most cases they are behaved.
We actually have a listener complaining, where is your non-parent contributor? This is a very biased piece because, in fairness, it is true, all five of us in the room are parents of children, different numbers. Actually, you want to go, Gary, you were mentioning about the weddings earlier during the break. You're sympathetic to people who don't want the children at weddings.
Yeah, I just can't get my head around. I'm sorry now, Emma, that's my own sister. She was scowling me for not taking her lovely kids to my wedding either. But we had a small venue. I really don't think weddings are a place for kids anyway. I can't get my head around people that want to be showing off wee Johnny in his three-piece suit. Just, you know, it's not an environment, because weddings in Ireland definitely are. Like, everyone's out for the crack. There's music. It's late. They're running around. It's usually big volume. In my case, it was the fact
big
that
big volumes
it was,
of alcohol.
Well, big volumes of alcohol, but big volumes of people too. In most cases, like, Irish weddings can be big. Mine wasn't that big. It was 120. And I wasn't wasting a seat on a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old, you know.
Sarah, here's an interesting one. I'd be more worried about the number of parents who use phones and tablets to keep children quiet when in a restaurant instead of talking to them or teaching their children how to act or behave in public.
I know. I have to say, this is it's a bit of a bone of contention in our house as well, because, yeah, you want to you want to make sure that they're happy. You want to stay out long, particularly if you're on holidays. I like to go out for dinner, like to stay for a couple of hours. That's generally our evening. What we tend to do is we tend to have a chat over starters, main course, talk to the kids, and then dessert comes along, and you know, then we would probably let them go on their tablets then. That's how we do it, and then we'd have a chat and a few glasses of wine or whatever. But I mean, every family is different, and like I can understand if a family's only out for, you know, a special occasion and they want to have it and they have to let their kids use them. It's, you know.
At Lisa Cope from allthefood.ie, I'm going to finish with you. Have you been finding as well, when you do manage to find restaurants who will take your children, that they actually offer a wide enough range of food beyond the absolute basics?
See, I hate the concept of kids' menus. You don't go to Spain and see a children's menu. The child eats the food that the adults eat, and our child never has anything off the kids' menu. He shares what we're eating, and we always share our food. So, you know, that's never an issue. I would never order him something like chicken nuggets and chips that have come out of the freezer when we're eating our lovely Irish fish or vegetables. It's just, it's ludicrous. And we took him to Michael's that you just mentioned, and 2 weeks ago, and he's two, and Gaz served him up a massive plate of mussels and scallops and prawns, and there wasn't a morsel left on the plate. And everyone was so happy at seeing him devour that food. Why would we not give children the food that we want to eat ourselves?
True, yeah.
Gary O'Hanlon?
Yeah, I'm 100% there. Like, the 10 years that I was in Viewmount, I'm gone a year now, but the 10 years I was there, I didn't have a children's menu. We would have given them one or Sundays, like they might have asked for something, but when kids came in, like, we had one menu and they just ate whatever way we priced it, but they ate what was on and that was it. You'd be amazed that somebody might still say, would you do a goujon, do whatever? It was always a yes, but for the most part, it could have been a half a duck, a half a salmon, a half a lobster, you name it. That's whatever they wanted, they got. There was the main menu was the children's menu as well.
Okay, it's a fantastic idea to have child-free venues. The options, I have children, but sometimes I like child-free venues. That's a good point. There are nights when the parents want to get out without their own children and most certainly don't want other children to be where they are as well. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you all very much for being with us. Lisa Cope from allthefood.ie, Sarah Slattery from travelexpert.ie, Alan Andrews from the Old Barracks Coffee Roasters in Birdhill, and Gary O'Hanlon, Chef Frost Restaurateur. Thank you all for joining us. Enjoy the match, Gary. I know you're off to see the football tonight.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.